How do you feel?
I feel good. I mean, obviously I'm 100% coming off the hamstring, you know, injury I had, but you know, it's well enough. You know, I'm confident and comfortable enough to go out and play.
What do you think you have missed most by not being able to play in these preseason games so far?
I think just game action, you know, just to get the movement of the game and how the game goes, you know, and just try to fit in with that, you know, respond to different situations. I think that's probably the biggest thing.
I mean, I know that you were hit as a quarterback, but want to be different going across the middle?
Did you see Josh get hit the other day?
Well, yeah, that's true. But
he get hit, so I don't think it's different. It's a game.
Coach said it's not. He wouldn't describe Thursday night as make or break for you. Mm-hmm. Do you feel the pressure of having to show something in order to make the team?
You know, like I said before, it's not my decision. I'm going to make plays. You know, that's all I felt like I've ever done. You know, every time I go on the field, I go out there and aspire to make plays and make a change and make a difference in the game. And that's all I can control is myself catching the ball, blocking for my teammates, trying to spring a running back free. That's it.
Do you feel better today than you would have Saturday night if you tried to play in Tampa?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's not even close.
How much, every time we did see you out here, even when you weren't practicing, you were with your fellow receivers, you were with Joker, you know, were very much engaged. How much do you think that at least the mental work that you were putting in may have helped your cause here?
I think it's good. You know, I get the opportunity to watch, you know, great route runners, you know, Gabriel, Hawk, Debo, Hartline, and you know, all of our other guys. I don't miss any names, but the thing I'm trying to get at is that, you know, watching these guys, how they move off the line, how they set up defenders on their routes and stuff like that, kind of helped me. You know, even yesterday, you know, a lot of the guys was like, "Man, you look, your routes look real good today." You know, so continue to ask questions to the older guys because they've been in different situations, you know, different leverages of defenders and stuff like that. So I think for me, that's what I'm looking forward to on Thursday, you know, just to go up against another defender, be physical, play, and have fun.
When we talked to you last week, maybe I read it wrong, but to me you sounded kind of discouraged at the way things have been going.
I wouldn't say discouraged, like I said, because – you know, for me, you know, anybody that I'm engaged with, you know, friends or anyone I have a relationship with, I tell them not to bring negativity around me and, you know, always be positive. You know, for me, it's more of I don't think a lot of people understand the extreme to me in my mind, you know, what this hamstring's done for me. You know, it's like I said before, it's not only is it making me miss football, you know, something that I love, something that I do for my job, it's making me miss another part, my son. I don't want you guys to get it, you know, take it a different way. I'm just explaining the severity to me, you know, that, you know, this hamstring isn't just messing me up on the field. You know, so I don't get the opportunity to go back and stuff like that. I just wanted to compare it, you know, that there's things that are more important than football that I don't have an opportunity to see. So that's how I'm saying.
When you say you're not going to be 100%, how close to 100% do you think you are?
I don't think I can burst, you know, 100%. You know, I don't think I can take off, you know, like I can, you know. And that's, I mean, there's guys around the league, you know, I've been doing research on other receivers, pretty good receivers that had the same problem, but they've been going 70%, 80%, you know, they don't really have that extra burst. It kind of explains, you know, the situation I'm in.
That you have to play it that loud.
It's almost like you got to just get a maintenance it on the move. That's what I'm at.
Well, how will you? I mean, will that be hard? I mean, getting a game situation, won't you want to try to accelerate and have that burst? Or, I mean, how do you say?
I'm sure it'll come back, you know, eventually. But right now, I'm dealing with the circumstances I have, you know, and that's to make a play on a leg and a half, I guess.
The fact that some people say you could make the team kind of on your potential, I mean, how does it? Does it make it? I don't want to feel blessed
because, you know, I want everything I ever done, you know, for my life. I mean, sheesh, you know, my mother, you know, growing up, you know, I've been by myself, you know, moving in and out of different places by myself since I was 12 years old. I really didn't have like a figure of people to show me the way, you know. So I've pretty much grown and did everything that anything I have, you know, I've worked for it by myself, I feel like. So I don't like being given anything, and I do want to help the Browns. So if that's the opportunity I have, cool, but that doesn't excite me. That doesn't say, you know, I've worked for it. When I get on the field, I say, you know, I'm a great teammate. You know, I spend a long time in the facility. I always ask questions. I try to be the best teammate player, you know, I can be. But that doesn't excite me because I want to earn everything I have or get.
What does it mean to you when a guy like Joe Haden is confident that if for some reason the Browns, it doesn't work out for you here, that he thinks that other teams will pick you up as a wide receiver?
Like I said, Mary Kay, right?
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that's like far down. That's down the line. You know, that's in a couple of days. If it happens, it happens. I've been cut three times. I know what it feels like. It's nothing. I mean, it's like I said to you guys before. I do want to be here. I know I can make plays and be very good for this team. But if it doesn't work, it is what it is. It's in God's hands, and I can't really control that.
But to earn the respect of your teammates the way you have, especially the defensive players on this team have spoken highly of you since the first couple of days of camp. That's got to mean something to you, doesn't it?
It means a lot. You know, anytime, you know, there's a lot of guys that, you know, they talk about a lot of stuff, you know, and say, you know, overly confident, and, you know, they don't really have that backup, you know. So to have the opportunity and to have the guys like, you know, I can't fathom the feeling for me, you know, to have a guy like Joe Haden, Dwayne Bowe, and guys like that to speak up for me on my behalf, you know. But it doesn't get any better than that to have Joe, you know. You got Joe Haden, you know, guys you go against, and he kind of sees your potential. So I appreciate that from Joe. I really do appreciate him and appreciate all my teammates.
Which of the guys that you have worked out with, some of these great receivers like, you know, Randy, Josh, Antonio Brown, have you reached out to them during this time? And if so, who have you kind of leaned on for encouragement?
I've been talking to Antonio a couple of times, and I told him about the hamstring. I talked to Mike Evans. He has the same thing going on right now. That's why he couldn't play in this past game. Mm-hmm. He had a hamstring injury. I talked to Randy, and Randy said, you guys are going to laugh. He said, I told you, man. He said, you need to drink that smart water. He said, the regular water won't do it for you. So, you know, he gave me a little, I was laughing, man.
Russell Wilson sent you anything?
I need a miracle water. Whatever he's getting from our Father up above, I need it.
Two more guys. Terrell, what would be the toughest struggle for you on Thursday night is if you don't have that full burst? Once you get into game action, you played a ton of games. Maybe it's just going to kick in. How will you kind of how will you gauge yourself to the point where, like, hey, if I go out, it could blow, but if not, that's got to be,
you know,
a
for me, I'm going to just go as hard as I can, and if something tightens up or whatever, I'm just going to say, you know, just I'm not helping my team, you know, playing early again. So hopefully it doesn't, you know, like I said, I'm a praying guy. I'm going to pray. I'm not going to get a lot of reps tomorrow. Because I'm going to try to rest it. You know, I'm going to ice like crazy. I'm going to do like two more therapy sessions today, or treatment sessions, I should say. And hopefully, you know, come Thursday, it feels good like yesterday. Yesterday, it felt real good. And today, I sprinted a couple times after a couple catches. So that's a good question, because hopefully it just takes over. You know, how that competitive spirit comes out of you. And, you know, hopefully it feels good.
Has there been any time during this rehab where you wished you'd made the switch sooner?
Not at all. I mean, we all live life. You know, I feel like we all live life with you can't have regrets and you can't look back. And I definitely don't look back in the past because I've been cut three times. I mean, that's just hurt me mentally. So, you know, all I can do is look forward, enjoy this time I've been having, you know, having great coaches coaching me up every single day. Having great teammates right now here in the present. Being a Cleveland Brown, I enjoy it. I love it.